Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Annabeth. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, nice to be here.
So happy to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have written at this point over 40 books. I can't believe I can say that now, but I write a lot of LGBTQ romance. Most of my pairings tend to be male-male, but within that, I have a lot of bi, pan, gay, ace, a lot of different representations of sexuality. I also have some female-female, including more coming, and other queer pairings too. So
I love this. And so what made you decide to write romance? Like, what was your romance journey?
So I have always been a romance reader. When I was really young, I read like Happy Golden Years and Anna Green Gables. And I was the one who, even before I knew what fanfic was, I was the one who was writing like new endings for the books. Like I wanted to know like what happened next with the couple. And then I discovered Harlequins and I started reading my grandma's old Harlequins. And I was just a romance reader for life at that point. But I didn't try to write one until 2003, okay, when I read Laurie Foster's Mr. November, and I was like, this is it. I want to write a rom-com. And it took another 10 years to actually sell one, and a lot of false starts, a lot of manuscripts that never sold, a lot of learning my craft, but that was the moment when I was like, I really want to do this. And so I worked on it, and here I am.
And 40 books later, here you are.
It's kind of amazing.
So do you have like a writing schedule? Like, do you write every day? Like, how do you produce so much, you know?
Well, so it's not all in one year. My first book came out in 2014. So it's been 7 years now. So it's, you know, spread out over the years. But I do like to write every day. I like to stay pretty steady. I use a software called Pacemaker that tells me how much I need to write each day. And I'm very goal oriented. So I tend to want to hit that number. But I actually am a fairly slow writer compared to some of my friends. What I am though is like the turtle. Like I just keep steady progress. And so that's kind of my secret to producing a lot, is to just get a little bit each day or the days that I can. I also have a day job. And so certain days of the week are less available for me for writing. But on the days that I'm available, I try and always get that steady progress.
I love this. So let's chat about Conventionally Yours and Out of Character, which are your latest new releases with source books. Tell us about the elevator pitch. Like, what should we expect from both books, you know, from that series?
So both books are my love letter to everything that I love about geek and gamer culture. I am a big board game player, a big tabletop gamer, and I wanted to write a romance that spoke to that part of my personality. I also wanted to write at college age, and because I love that age range and I love those first time falling in love feels. And so with both books, I knew that I wanted a gamer romance, and I asked myself, what are some of my favorite tropes? And for Conventionally Yours, it had to be a road trip. I love road trip, and I knew it had to be rivals. Got to put the rivals on the road trip, and they're rival game players. And they're going to one of my favorite things, which is a convention. I love fan conventions. And so that's Conventionally Yours. It's rivals to lovers. They're on a road trip together. We even have an only one bed moment. I love those little moments in books. And so it really is everything that I love about geeky gamer romance. And even if you're not a gamer, you'll enjoy the rivals to lovers aspect of it. Then for Out of Character, I knew going into Conventionally Yours that I had a secondary character who just wanted a book. And he wanted to be the hero so bad. And I was like, oh, that's going to be your arc to really become the hero of your own life. And I was like, well, what other tropes do I like? And I was like, you know what I haven't done is childhood friends who then became enemies back to friends and lovers. And I was like, I really want to redeem someone who was something of a bully in high school who didn't act the best as a friend. I want to redeem him. I want to put him on a long journey. And that's Jasper's co-hero, Miles. I wanted to put my Milo on a journey of redemption. And Jasper's on a journey to become the hero of his own life. And so the two of them are on a collision course. And I also wanted to do something really fun with collectibles. Mm-hmm. And they're hunting rare cards. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of sort of geeky culture is the collectibles and getting things and the rares. And I have a lot of sort of fun moments around sort of acquiring things. I even send them on a geocaching hunt. And so scavenger hunt sort of thing. It was really fun to write that journey.
I love this. And so what are you working next? Like what's coming out in the pipeline for you?
So Out of Character is out July 6th. And then I have a pretty busy summer. I have Out of Character July 6th. On August 5th, I have Hope on the Rocks, which is a little sexier. It's a return to my Oregon set series, Rainbow Cove. On September 28th, I have Sailor Proof, which I am so excited to bring people. That is my newest military romance series. It's got a lighterness to it. It's a rom-com. It's brother's best friend. It's going to be really fun. It's up for pre-order. I'm really excited about that one. And then I'll have a holiday romance too. So that'll take us into 2022. And people keep asking, is Out of Character going to be it for this series? I don't know. I love writing this age range. I love the YA-NA crossover. I really hope I get an opportunity to do more in that vein too, because I've got kind of the sexier stuff and then I have more of the YA-NA stuff. And I love both. I love both parts of my writing.
I love it. Yeah, let's keep fingers crossed that you can keep writing some more of this world. Because I'm all world, like the you're exploring different parts of fandom, different parts of the gaming world, like geeky stuff that, you know, there's more to explore. You know?
Yeah, I want to do like, I didn't really get to do enough with like fandom and fanfic. And like, I'd like to do some in that vein. I have all sorts of ideas. I love my geeky heart just loves writing this sort of stuff. So
I love this. So what has been a couple of books that you have read that you can't stop gushing about that you recommend our listeners to pick up?
So one of the books is not out yet, but you are gonna love it. It's The One True You and Me. And it's coming out. It's a female non-binary love story. It is amazing. And I really loved reading the arc of that one. There's some other books that I've read. I just finished Elsie Rosen's Camp. That's a really fun, again, the geeky thing. There, it's theater camp culture. It's really fun. So I love those sorts of books. The Fascinators is another one that I read, and The Gravity of Us. I've been on kind of a YA kick because I'm kind of thinking what's going to come next in that for me. In the more adult romance vein, I read E.M. Lindsay's Let There Be Light, which is a Jewish holiday romance and has amazing trans character rep. It was really great. It's a novella, but it's really meaty.
I love this. Oh my God. I love all these recommendations. So what are you currently reading?
So right now I'm rereading Amy Jo Cousins' Glass Tidings because we're almost to July. It's been 6 months since I've read a Christmas book and I'm jonesing for the holiday thing. So I'm rereading that one. I love everything that Amy Jo has done. Glass Tidings is one of my favorite Christmas books. And so I tend to like June, July, go back and read a few Christmas things just to get that fix. Also, it tends to be when I'm about about to write my holiday book, and I'm like, I need to get in the snowy mindset. Yeah. And I just picked up last night Written in the Stars, which is on sale. I don't know if it'll still be on sale when the podcast goes on, but it's a female-female, and it looks so adorable. Yeah. It's a fake relationship, and I love the idea of seeing that in a female-female, so I'm really excited to start that one.
So Written in the Stars, I read it. It is so good. It's like they have the disastrous meet cute. You know, you're not supposed to like, they have like a horrible disaster meet cute.
And I love that. I love like
love that. And I was like, and the social media astrology, she has memes and like different things about that, like your astrology, like co-star, like what would look, what were your zodiac thoughts about you? What's your favorite rom-com? It's just delightful. So it's a really good
one. I'm really looking forward to starting that one. Yeah, I picked up a bunch on sale this week. The other one I picked up was Like a Love Story, which everyone recommends. I'm surprised I haven't read it yet. That one looked really, really good too.
This is so exciting. You got some great books to read.
Yeah, I do. My e-reader is like bulging. I just finished writing a book, and what I usually do to celebrate is I buy a bunch of books. Yeah. Because that last week or two of finishing a book, I don't read very much at all. And so then I'm like, oh, give me all the books.
Yeah. Yes, I love this so much. So tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on Facebook. I have my reader group, Annabeth's Angels. We love new people. We talk about books that we love, not just mine. A lot of book recs happen in there. Really fun group. I'm on Facebook as my profile too. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. If you want to see my dog, Instagram is the place to see that. You can follow me on BookBub and Amazon. I think that's all. Oh, I do have a YouTube channel that I'm trying to do more trailers on. So it's got a few book trailers on it. I'd like to do more with my YouTube, and I'm on Spotify.
I love this. Thank you, Annabeth, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.